Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy opening round of the 2018 LPGA Volvic Championship. We are live from Travis Point Country Club this morning here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. And as I always say, there's never a bad reason to be live from a golf course on a sunny, beautiful morning here on WTKA. And so we've got the first couple of ladies out on the practice green, the practice putting green, which is right in front of us. The first players tee off here at 7:15 a.m. The first threesomes go off on the front side and the backside at 7:15. They then tee off every 11 minutes after that. The last groups play at 2:16 this afternoon. So a lot of great golf on day one of the Volvic LPGA Championship. We talk about that and a whole lot more throughout the morning here on the show. We are live here out at Travis Point and looking forward to a fun morning. We'll have some fun guests stop by to talk about golf and a whole lot more, including some of our favorite local nonprofits and a new one that, well, not a new nonprofit, but a new one we haven't talked a lot about on the air here, the Eisenhower Center. I played with a couple of the guys from the Eisenhower Center in the Pro-Am yesterday, so they're going to stop by. They work with former athletes and transitioning out of the world of athletics into the quote-unquote real world, and so they do some pretty fascinating work, also head trauma work with athletes as well. So we'll talk to those guys. Hopefully they have a chance to stop by later on this morning. Our good friend Buzz is here. He is set up over en route to the driving range area. So between the putting green and the driving range, there's a Ruth's Chris tent, so hopefully Buzz can stop by this morning as well. A lot of fun guests are going to stop by. And I guess that's a great way to start talking about my day yesterday. Man, I had a long day yesterday, but it was so much fun. Maybe not as much fun at the end as Anthony had, who saw Greta Van Fleet last night down at the Fillmore, but my day was, I had a ton of fun yesterday morning. I came out here. I was out at the golf course about 7 a.m. Had a chance to play in the Pro-Am. So I played with a couple of guys from the Eisenhower Center, played with a gentleman by the name of Michael Yee, who was a member here at Travis Point, and we actually played pretty well. I think we ended up finishing, you get a handicap, and our handicap was a 7, and I think there were some 3s, some 4s, some 5s, some 6s. There were a couple of 8s and maybe a 9 or 2, but we played at a 7 handicap, so you take your score and then you subtract your handicap from that, and our score ended up putting us at a 54, which we played pretty well yesterday and shooting a 61 overall, 11 under par. And then I think we ended up finishing tied for 6, not enough to win a prize, but we had a ton of fun out here yesterday, had a great time having a chance to play our morning round with Nana Kortz Madsen. She is a rookie out of Denmark. She actually plays today at 12:15. So hopefully I have a chance to see her warming up before I have to take off to go to a noon meeting off property. But my other playing partner, our afternoon playing partner, really not afternoon, but our second nine playing partner was Yanni Tseng, who is from Taiwan. She plays at 8:32 this morning. And Yanni, just a few years ago, was the number one player in the world. She has 5 majors under her belt. And the way the Hall of Fame works, you have to have a certain amount of majors, which she has those already. And then you have to have a certain amount of points. So you accumulate points by winning majors and winning other events and doing other things. And she is one LPGA event away, one LPGA win away from her induction into, or being eligible for her induction into the Hall of Fame. And so, you know, maybe it's this week for Yanni. She can get back on the winning track. And so, chance to see her. She'll be warming up this morning. We'll have a chance to talk to her, but we'll have a chance to wave to her from over here as she'll hit the driving range, hit the putting green. And then she tees off number one at 8:32 this morning. We had a lot of fun out here. The course is in terrific shape. Mike Arity, Rocky, the whole team out here, they've got the course in terrific condition. And I know the players really enjoy it. Now, having talked to, in particular, Yanni, because she's now been here all 3 years. So she gave us her take on the town and of course, on the golf course as well. But Nana was our first playing partner. See, they do it on the LPGA Tour called the 9 and 9. You play 9 holes with one partner, you play 9 holes with another partner. And so you have a chance to play with 2 different LPGA pros. And they're really receptive to the hacks that they play with. And And I wouldn't actually put myself in that category. I'm a little bit above that, but they're really receptive to playing with us amateurs, and we had a lot of fun. So Nana's caddy this week is actually from Toledo, and he is a Buckeye from Toledo. So he looked at me as I had my Jumpman Michigan hat on to play yesterday, and it was funny because Glenn, he looks at me as we get to the first tee. You say your hellos, you do your handshakes and that kind of stuff. And he says, usually for the pro-ams on Wednesday, I gear up with all my Ohio State gear. And I come out and I said, but I figured that maybe today, so this was yesterday, of course, that being in Ann Arbor, I probably didn't want to do that. And I looked at him and I said, good idea. And then we actually had a terrific time. Great guy. So I'd put him in the nice Buckeye category. I know there aren't a lot of nice and respectful Buckeyes, but I would put him in that category. And he was a lot of fun. And the caddies are great, too, because the caddies will clean your golf balls for you when they get really muddy, which happens because it was a little wet yesterday still as the course. I mean, we've had so much rain in southeast Michigan for the last few weeks. But they do a terrific job. They'll obviously help you with your lines for putting. They will give you yardage, so they'll tell you exactly how far you have to go until you for your shots. And so the caddies, the players, everybody really receptive. And when you come out here as a fan, as a spectator, it's the same thing. The players are – the comparison I like to make, and this is not necessarily – it's not a knock on the PGA Tour, but the PGA is kind of like Michigan football and basketball where there's a little more separation between the fans and the players just because of how much in demand they are and at the popularity level of where they are. The LPGA, you know, as an analogy, is more like Michigan softball, Michigan women's gymnastics, Michigan women's basketball, and they do a ton of outreach. Like at the end of the softball season, my mom is a season ticket holder, got a phone call from a player on the softball team thanking her for being a season ticket holder. And so that the LPGA Tour is much more like that. So, you know, bring your kids out here. They will really enjoy watching the players. The players will be interactive with them especially when they finish their rounds, right before they play their rounds. And a perfect example is when I was playing with Yanni in the afternoon, not in the afternoon, but for our back nine. And we were getting to our last couple of holes and, you know, we were talking about, we'd gotten to one of the demo holes and I didn't want to swing one of the demo clubs because I knew I was going to love it. And it actually added about 20 yards to my drive, hitting the ping driver versus hitting my driver. And so, I didn't want to hit it because I knew I would want one, but it's like a $500 golf club that I swung. And, of course, I turn around and go, yeah, I have a five-year-old. That's where the money goes. And so so Yanni started asking about Grace a little bit, and I told her about her, you know, getting the golf club for the first time. And so she immediately went to her bag, asked how to spell her name, and then signed a golf ball for her and said, yeah, bring her out, and hopefully we'll be able to see her because I'm going to hopefully bring Grace out here for a couple of hours tomorrow I'm not sure why, but she doesn't have school tomorrow. And so before the pool opens, because I can't take Grace away from pool time, but hopefully we'll come out here for a couple of hours and walk around and let Grace watch the ladies play, because take her to the women's basketball games, take her to softball games, take her to gymnastics. I like to give her those examples of the women playing sports. It reminds me of the story. We had some friends over. Now it's been a while, maybe a year and a half ago or so. We had some friends over at the house, and Grace was sitting in our front living room area, which is where my sports memorabilia is. And Grace looks to my wife's friend and says, "Aunt Katie, there's no girls on the wall." And so I've made it a point since then. I've got a Hutch picture up there now. I've got a Sierra Romero picture up there now. And I've made it a point to start to add, you know, women, or as Grace says, girls, to the wall to give her, you know, her own motivation of people, cause, you know, to say, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. You know, we talk about that kind of stuff all the time here on the show. And so Grace is hopefully going to be able to come out with me tomorrow to get a chance to see the ladies play. Or she says, we get to go watch the girls and so play golf. And so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that tomorrow. But they're really receptive. It's a great it's obviously fan-friendly, family-friendly spectator sport. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of my former playing partners. Teeing off at 7:59 this morning is Amy Olson, formerly Amy Anderson. She has since been married, but Amy was one of my pros my first year in the pro-am a couple years ago. Later on this morning, This afternoon at 1:10 p.m., Jennifer Song. Jennifer actually, for a while, was playing out of Ann Arbor. She was born in Ann Arbor. Her father, her parents are Korean, but her father was a professor at U of M when she was born. But they moved back to Korea. But then after they were there, when she was a kid, they actually, he took a sabbatical, and they came back to Ann Arbor, and that's where she learned how to play the game of golf. So she had played out of Ann Arbor, so that was fun playing with her a couple of years ago. And then MJ Uribe, who tees off at 8:10 this morning, was one of my playing partners last year. So looking forward to seeing all of my five of my six former playing partners from the program are playing out here this morning. So it should be a lot of fun. Yesterday was a great time. And then last night, Sam and I were at the U of M Club of Greater Northville for their annual scholarship dinner at Fox Hills. And Sam, it's... Man, you talk to some of the kids that are on scholarship. We had one at our table who did a nice job speaking. You didn't have a chance to talk to one of the young ladies that we talked to yesterday. But listen to this. So one of the scholarship winners that was being awarded a scholarship yesterday said we were talking to her beforehand. So you'll be a freshman. What school are you going into? Are you going to LSNA? Or she goes, no, engineering. And but I was saying congratulations before I could even finish. She goes, and Ross.
Wow.
And I'm like, wait. Yeah. So you're doing engineering and the Ross School of Business?
You're going to be successful in life, right?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, good luck. Congratulations. And then I looked at the parents and I said, congratulations on the scholarship. Because, of course, while it's great for the kids, it's really great for the parents when the kids get those scholarships.
Dude.
So that was a lot of fun last night. Of course, they always pepper us with a lot of sports questions and had a lot of fun answering those. And great group of fans, great group of people over there at last night, the U of M Club of Greater Northville. And you and I have spoken now to – I mean, I'm starting to lose track of all the different local alumni groups that we've had a chance to speak with. I want to, at some point in time, I need to have an event with the U of M Club of, is it of Washington, D.C. or of Capitol Hill? I don't know what they actually call it in that area.
I'm pretty sure it's a U of M Club of D.C.
Yeah, I think they just call it U of M Club of D.C. because I know the club in, like, South Carolina is, like, of, like, the South State or something. They have some funky names on them.
I've had friends who said, when are you guys going to speak to the U of M Club of D.C.?
So. I know, we should, right? Well, I mean, you have family down there. I'm from down there. But, you know, speaking to the different clubs around town, U of M Club of Downriver, U of M Club of Greater Detroit, of course, U of M Club of Ann Arbor here in town. I have spoken at their Monday lunches in the past over at Weber's. The clubs are great and always fun to give an opportunity to help raise money for scholarships on the academic side of things because as much as we love sports, and we do, and we talk sports, I mean, U of M is a academic institution, so always fun to talk to those young people. And the young man, Matt, who was sitting at our table who gave the speech, he was the winner of the he was awarded a scholarship last year. He's an engineering student, so I had a chance to talk to him and some of the other future engineering students, which was what my wife's son Graham is going to be. He's enrolling in the fall. He's in the engineering school. And, you know, something to be said about being, you know, surrounding yourself with dumb people, right? Mm-hmm. Now, these kids are super smart, and great event last night as well. So I had a really full day. It was very well worth it, totally rewarding. It was super fun. Again, maybe not as much fun at night as Anthony had, who saw Greta Van Fleet down at the Fillmore last night, but a super fun day, and now happy to be out here at beautiful Travis Point. Right, Rocky? Beautiful Travis Point Country Club. There goes Rocky, the assistant pro here, the future head pro out here.
Like,
and Rocky's the man. Let's just say that. Mike is terrific. Rocky's terrific. The staff out here, as I mentioned before, they've got the course in great shape. And looking forward to watching these the players warm up. We get to see them warm up putting. This is your part of the game, Sam.
No doubt. Only part of the game.
Now, let me tell you.
And not even a good part of the game.
No,
but
if you saw me yesterday, so when I played on Monday at Rich's outing, I left so many putts short that I vowed I will not leave any putts short yesterday. So I didn't. Now, I did knock in one putt, but it was like the foot and a half tap in that we had for birdie. Yeah, I was
Well, what I have is a deep, abiding respect for the amount of work you have to put in just to be competent, let alone
– Right, right. Right, exactly, yeah.
That's kind of my thing. You know, for me, when I do something, you know, I want to be good. I want to be good.
Right.
And
you don't have time to invest to be.
To put in so much time.
One of my playing partners on Monday, who's a lawyer, so obviously he doesn't have the time either. He said at one point in time he was down in those, you know, low to mid single digits handicaps, and I think he says he still might be, you know, around a 10 or whatever. But, you know, of course, as your lawyer, you can close business on a golf course. But what the conversation was, how much time, like, would we have to put in to be an 8 or a 10 handicap, right? If I played enough, I'd probably play to – I think if I played more non-scrambles, if I played enough, I could probably get myself to about a – probably into the 12th to 15 range, or probably closer to 15, but let's be nice to myself and say 12. But yeah, the amount of work you have to play, you have to hit the range X amount of times a week. You have to play the course X amount of times a week. You have to have the patience to be on a putting green for hours. And that to me is, it's not the amount of time. Cause I think I could go play the golf. I don't have the patience to stand on a putting green and go around to the different spots and do work the different angles and do all the different things. I just – the patience to do that, I think in the summertime I could probably finagle 9 holes every other day, you know, before I have to, you know, after the show, pick up Grace, do my other work. I probably could get in like 9 or so holes.
Here's the other thing. You know, every football field, there, you know, it's the same distance from goal line to goal line, from sideline to sideline. Every rim is 10 foot. Up and down is 94
feet.
Right,
so here's your scene, right? 15 feet and 10 feet.
Yeah,
that's
true. Dude, it's the same.
But now, there's nothing same about any – every golf shot's different.
No.
Every shot's different.
Every golf green's different. I mean, every golf course is different. I mean, let's say you put in enough time to be good at Travis Point. That doesn't mean you got to be good.
Well, that's a great point. Sarah Hoffman, who played here the last couple of years as a sponsor exemption, this is her home course. She's a local, and so, but that doesn't mean that it's translated to her being really good. Now, we talked to her in the past. She works at Mott. Mm-hmm. She has worked at Mott in the past. I don't know if she's decided to go more on the golf side or more into the working at Mott side. But yeah, you have to. It's tough. Like, they have one green here. You'd look at it, and you would probably agree with the joke that we all have, that they have a baby elephant buried in the green. Well, with that big mound in the middle. And then everything is there. But it makes for the challenge. It's part of the reason why a lot of us love the game, is that all those different challenges and different shots. But it does make it really hard. But as those amateurs say, and, you know, the guys that, you know, shooting the high 80s, low 90s, maybe even to whatever it is, maybe even higher than that, we spend 4 or 5 hours on a golf course cussing, screaming, getting mad at what we do, and then right when we're done, we're like, all right, when are we going back? So you get that frustration level, but at the same time, you do have a lot of fun. And it should be a lot of fun to watch the dedication that these ladies put in to work.
Well, what I can appreciate, I mean, this is shades of, you know, I spent a big chunk of my adolescent years going to the Buick Open. I've talked about this on the air before, and it's like deja vu. It's almost surreal to drive in here and to see all of the signage to know a tournament is here. You feel the impact on the community, and I mean the financial impact on Flint and Grand Blanc was palpable, and the same is true here with the Volvic. You know, reading some of the articles, I'm sure we'll talk about this today. Reading some of the articles, there seems to be a great deal of confidence about the tournament staying here, the tournament remaining in Ann Arbor moving forward, maybe with some with different sponsorship at some point moving forward. We'll see how that works out. You know, that's what the negotiation table is all about. And
I'll tell you, from a week ago, I played here in the media outing, and my confidence level is actually pretty low. Just based on, you know, because, again, you're hearing scuttlebutt, you're hearing rumors. You're not necessarily talking to all the right people with these questions. You're hearing people that are getting maybe sometimes second and third hand, fourth hand information, or maybe they're trying to get a bunch of that information. They're trying to connect dots that maybe you can't connect. But then yesterday, one of my playing partners is a member out here, and he's been helping trying to secure some sponsorships with Keith Carbo, the tournament director, and Amy, his wife, who's the other head of the tournament here. And so Michael was giving me a little bit of idea more, and I don't have a lot of hard concrete information to share, but you hear that there are potential sponsors that are in town looking at the tournament and watching and checking out the course, checking out Ann Arbor. I know that in my conversation with the commissioner of the LPGA Tour, Mike Wan, who we'll hear that interview tomorrow, he does talk about the best way to keep any, because my opening question was the loaded one. I said, what do we have to do to keep this thing here? Mm-hmm. And what he really talked about was the local major sponsors. And so Volvic obviously has been a great sponsor for the tournament, and they want to stay involved. But Volvic's a Korean golf ball company, and it's been great for their business. And so they feel a little bit a part of Michigan now, because before, a few years ago, I didn't know what Volvic was. And they've been making golf balls for like 20, 30 years. But then as soon as Volvic got here for the tournament now 3 years ago, you can't go into a pro shop, whether it's here at Travis Point or any other golf course or Meyer or anywhere in between. You can't go somewhere that sells golf balls without seeing Volvic. And so you see that expansion of their product, but local sponsors. So you see a lot of local on the smaller levels. You see, like, for example, Sam, I don't know if from your seat you can see straight ahead, but you see the Faygo logo. Mm-hmm. That's the beverage out here. That's the soda out here. It's Faygo.
Cool.
So
can someone go get me some Rock and Rye?
Yes, we will get you some Rock and Rye.
Great.
You want great?
Great. All right. Faygo.
We'll work on that.
In his interview, in Mike Wine's interview in the Detroit News, he said, if I could hand you guys a headline, I would hand you, because it jumped out at me, LPGA commissioner confident in Ann Arbor long term.
Correct. And that was from the press conference that I did not go to yesterday. I talked to him, I think, about 20 minutes after the press conference was over. And he gives you the same kind of information, and he's really confident. And he really likes it. I'm guessing, you know, it could be one of those, you know, band gets on stage and the lead singer goes, "We love Ann Arbor," right? Or, "We love Portland, Oregon," or, you know, wherever they are, they're going to say, "We love this place." And so I'm sure he has a little bit of that in him. But at the same time, Michigan's a great golf state. And this is a great golf town. And it's a $20 to $25 million estimated economic impact on this town, so we want to keep it here. And we will talk about that throughout the morning. We'll talk to some of the local nonprofits that get a lot of exposure here. This year is going to be the first year they get to write a check to a local nonprofit, and that's going to go to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital and the Congenital Heart Center. So you have charity dollars that stay local, obviously hotels and restaurants. The caddy I was talking to yesterday, the Buckeye caddy, but he a nice Buckeye caddy, believe it or not. He and I were talking yesterday, and he had gone to Real Seafood, and then he was going to Ganey Dancer, and he was talking about all the different restaurants, and they were talking to the Bell's Beer guy, and so
maybe
they really jump in, and we're going
to
send him to Roost Chris. So I talked to him. I introduced him to Buzz, because Buzz
is here. Where are you at, Buzz?
Buzz's tent is on the other side of the Faygo tent. Buzz isn't here yet.
But yesterday,
the Pro-Am, they were set up on the course.
I was wondering if they had already started, you know, grilling up the steaks.
They're sliders, and I'll get you. We'll get some sliders later for you, Sam. So it's we'll talk, and hopefully Buzz can stop by as well, because the restaurants are full with people, and so the economic impact is real, and so it's great for the community. And it's another thing that the commissioner talked about was the, and Debbie was a part of my interview with him yesterday, and of course is a local coach and a local pro teaching pro, the impact on the kids. And the growth of the game locally, and where for weeks afterwards she'll have people come to her LPGA clinics or her other stuff that she does with teaching. Like, were you at the Volvic? Did you go? What'd you think? And there is a definite impact that, you know, I'm hoping to bring Grace out here tomorrow, and she gets to go watch. She says, "I get to watch the girls play golf." You know, so that impact on the kids.
No doubt.
There's your next generation of golfers right there.
No doubt at all. We have much more to come here on the show. To the start of the Michigan football season,
the countdown.
You know, people that are tired of talking, even they will appreciate the countdown, because it's not talking about, hey, what you're going to do. It's talking about what has been done, the guys that have starred before, and get you fired up, getting you ready for the football season. We're going to get into that on the other side. We are live at the Volvic Championship. The Travis Point Country Club going to be here all morning long, chatting with many of the participants, the organizers, and talking about the impact on the community. Stay tuned here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.